when I go to write a song, it just ends up being in a minor key almost every time. You know, even when I set out to try to write something in a major key, it just ends up in a minor key, and I just gravitate towards the spooky stuff.
So says the woman who eventually got the nickname the Queen of the Minor Key, Elin Jewell. And in fact, that's the title of the Idaho Natives' latest album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Elin Jewell started out in music on the streets, playing at local farmers markets around the country. She finally settled down in Boston and released her debut album in 2006. And she dug deep into the roots of American music with her own interpretations of jug band music, gospel, Chicago blues, even a full album tribute to Loretta Lynn. In the middle of 2010, Elin Jewell traveled back to her own roots in Idaho and cloistered herself into a cabin without running water or electricity. And she wrote. The result is the album Queen of the Minor Key. When Elin stopped by, FUV host John Platt asked her about the smoking band members she brought with her, Jason Beek on drums, Jerry Miller on guitar, and Johnny Shasha on bass.
These three guys who are backing you up were first at the station backing up Mark Arelli with his Hillbilly Pilgrim album, and then you stole them away from Mark and made them your band.
They've been stolen a few times.
Well, these are the top guys for sure. And how do you feel that your music has evolved since your first couple of albums?
Well, let's see. I definitely feel like we've branched out a little bit in terms of exploring other areas of roots music. I think at first it was mostly, I was doing mostly a folk kind of country, slightly rockabilly thing, and now we're still doing all that, but we've added an early rock and roll sound, like a vintage rock and roll, early 60s kind of thing.
And how much has the band contributed to that evolution, do you think?
Oh, I'd say quite a bit. I mean, at least in the sense that I know that my band can play anything, and so they don't limit me. You know, I don't really feel like, yeah, it's just kind of overwhelming, really, to have a band that can play anything, because I don't do well with lots of choices.
It seems to me it must be like driving, you know, a really great car, you know, that can take curves or can take hills or can take the straightaway.
Mm-hmm. It really makes you feel like, oh, I should be testing the limits of this thing.
The day I was born, a gypsy looked at me. She told my mama she could easily see. My future would be bright. I was gonna be royalty. The crown will sit on her forehead. Barstool will be a throne, she said. Instead of riches and finery, she'll have a wealth of sad songs and whiskey. She'll be the queen. Ooh, the queen. Ooh, the queen. Ooh, the queen of the minor key.
So who is the queen of the minor key?
Well, someone had to do it, so I decided to step up.
Yeah? Was this a nickname that somebody gave you along the way, or what?
Yeah, exactly. I think it started out as a way of poking fun at me a little bit for my harmonic preferences.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we think of minor keys being kind of sad stuff, and over the years there have been your share of songs like that, but these don't seem like sad songs the way you guys play them.
Yeah, there's definitely a handful of songs that are, you know, they sound spooky and creepy, but it's just because they're in a minor key, and if you listen to the lyrics, there's nothing really particularly, you know, iffy about them. But I like how the minor key kind of does that. It just puts a shade over everything. It's beautiful.
You went back to Idaho to write this record. Is that true?
I did, yeah. I'm from Idaho originally, and I wanted to go someplace where I wouldn't have any distractions, and but I wanted it to be really beautiful too, so I'd be inspired to write.
So it's just you in a cabin?
Yeah, no electricity either, no running water, and that's exactly what I needed at that time. I just could tune everything out.
And the tunes came in, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fired off a few hot rounds right into the sorry crowd. No blood, no gore, no one hit the ground. They all just fell in love. Whoever they happen to be around. It's funny till it happens to you. Be sure you stay well out of his way. Love is careless, random, and cruel. He don't take aim, he just... He don't take aim, he just bang, bang, bang. He don't take aim, he just bang, bang, bang.
That was Elin Jewell performing live in Studio A with Queen of the Minor Key and Bang, Bang, Bang. Elin Jewell's new album is also called Queen of the Minor Key. Take 5 produced today by Ave Carrillo. I'm Rita Houston. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.